Speech President Obama gave last night at a dinner for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. The president said America's greatness does not come from building walls. It comes from building opportunity walls. So, of course, having an enormous resonance here in Texas. And, of course, those comments were directly pointed at several Republican presidential candidates who've been talking about the issue during the 2016 election sweepstakes. But does the GOP's position on immigration issues automatically mean Democrats have a lock on the Latino voting bloc? Remember, there's a presidential debate next week, a Democratic presidential debate next week. Joining us to talk about this issue, Victoria DeFrancesco Soto. She is professor of Mexican-American Studies at UT Austin, also a fellow at the LBJ School of Government. You know, it's been said, Professor, by many Democrats, notably, that the Latino vote is going to sink the Republican Party eventually forever. How do you see it?
If the Democrats earn it. We can't take the Latino vote for granted. And I think we saw that in 2010 when the Republicans took the House with an overwhelming majority because Latinos stayed home. They said, we don't like what the Republicans are doing, but we also don't like what the Democrats are doing. So 2016 is not a lock for Democrats. We still have to wait and see if they turn out to vote. That's the key.
Well, let's back it up just a bit further here. I mentioned immigration. Is immigration the issue that Latino voters are thinking about?
It's a very important issue, but it's not the only issue. Latinos care about education. They care about the economy. They care about the schools that their children go to. So it is part of a bigger package. So if we see immigration being the only focus, yes, the rhetoric is going to matter, but we're also going to want to see what the substance is on larger issues.
So we have a Democratic presidential debate that's coming up next week. It could be fireworks, could be flat. If the candidates want to aim their remarks at the Latino vote and you had their ear, what would you tell them?
We're going to see immigration. That's a given. But I think we need to talk about jobs. During the recession that we experienced from 2007 to about 2010, Latinos were the hardest hit, and they have yet to recover to the levels of, say, Anglo-Americans. And if you really want to catch the attention of Latinos, you dig down into that. Because Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, Hillary Clinton, they're all going to talk about the need for comprehensive immigration reform. They don't differ on that. Where we need to see tangible plans is economic recovery.
What sort of promises does a candidate make that go to those questions, those issues of economic recovery? They don't sound empty.
I think it's very interesting what Bernie Sanders has been saying on the campaign trail with regards to education, for example. And just recently, we saw a very high-profile endorsement from Raul Grijalva, who is a Latino member of Congress from Southern Arizona. And so I'm very curious to see how Bernie Sanders' Latino playbook comes about with regards to him drilling down into those details about the provision of education, about economic recovery, and now starting to get support from the Latino community.
Do you think, though, some people have said that Hillary Clinton has an edge in Texas, at least for among Democrats, because she has a big base of financial support here, and also the Castro brothers, who are big supporters. What do you think?
I think she has a very strong position here in Texas, but again, she can't take it for granted. And within that position, I have to underscore the support of Latinos. Nationally, Hillary Clinton is underwater with regards to her popularity. You look at the latest poll, she has 39% favorability, 47% view her unfavorably. Mm-hmm. Among Latinos, 53% view her positively, 21% negatively.
Interesting.
So she needs to capitalize on that. And in Texas, with one of the largest Latino populations, she has to keep cultivating it.
Victoria DeFrancesco Soto is professor of Mexican American Studies at UT Austin and a fellow at the LBJ School of Government. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.